Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something near and dear to my heart. Creating a mental wellness sanctuary right here in your own home. You know, that feeling when you just want to shut the world out, melt away all the stress, and recharge? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be some mystical retreat in the Himalayas. You can craft that peaceful oasis right where you live. Now, before we get into it, let me ask you this. How many times have you come home after a long day and felt like you needed to climb back out of the stress vortex? It's a common feeling, right? But what if I told you that your home could be more than just four walls and a roof? What if it could be a place where you genuinely feel safe, relaxed, and empowered to tap into your inner peace? Sounds pretty amazing, huh? So, let's break down five golden nuggets that can help you transform your house into a haven for mental wellness. First up, declutter your space, both physically and mentally. Think of it like this. Clutter is noise, and too much noise can overload your brain. A clean, organized space allows your mind to breathe, creating a sense of calm and control. You don't have to be a minimalist fanatic, just focus on clearing out the things that no longer serve you, both physically and emotionally. Next, let's talk about sensory experiences. Remember those times when you've walked into a room and felt instantly soothed? That's the power of scent, sound, and even texture. Incorporate calming scents like lavender or vanilla through candles or diffusers. Play some soothing music, nature sounds, instrumental tunes, whatever gets your zen flowing. And don't underestimate the impact of soft textures. Think fluffy blankets, comfy pillows, and even a fuzzy rug underfoot. It all adds up to creating a truly relaxing atmosphere. Number 3. Bring in the green. Plants are like little mood boosters, adding life and energy to any space. Studies have shown that being around plants can reduce stress, improve focus, and even boost creativity. Plus, they just look darn good. Fourth, we need to talk about lighting, or rather, the lack thereof. Harsh overhead lighting can be jarring, especially in the evening. Opt for softer, warmer light sources like lamps or fairy lights. These create a cozy, inviting ambiance that encourages relaxation and sleep. And finally, remember, your home is your sanctuary, not a performance space. It's okay to disconnect from the outside world, from social media, emails, and even just the constant stream of news. Designate tech-free zones in your home and carve out time for activities that truly nourish your soul, reading, meditating, journaling, spending time with loved ones. Ever felt like you're constantly on autopilot? Rushing from one thing to the next? You know, that feeling when you're just going through the motions without truly being present? Imagine coming home after a long day and stepping into a space where you can finally exhale, release all that tension, and just be. That's what we're aiming for here, folks. Let me tell you, I used to be a total chaos magnet. My apartment was a disaster zone. My phone was always buzzing, and I was constantly on edge. But then I started implementing these simple strategies, and honestly, it changed everything. My home became a place of peace and tranquility, where I could recharge and come back stronger. It's like having your own personal oasis in the middle of the crazy world we live in. So, here's a little real-world example. Picture this. You're coming home from work after a stressful day. You open the door, and instead of being met with clutter and noise, you step into a calm, inviting space. There's a gentle scent of lavender in the air, soft music playing in the background, and a comfy blanket draped over your favorite armchair. You kick off your shoes, grab a cup of herbal tea, and just chill. That's the power of creating a safe space for yourself. Listen, I know life can get hectic, but taking care of your mental well-being is non-negotiable. And remember, you don't need to overhaul your entire house overnight. Start with one or two small changes. Maybe declutter your desk, light a candle, or add a plant to your living room. Then build from there. So, go forth and create your own mental wellness haven. Remember, you deserve it. And don't forget to share your tips and tricks with me on social media. Until next time, keep tapping out of that stress and into your inner peace. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.